星星有情 AM 一一五零西雅图中文电台，呢度系你嘅信息中心，呢度系你嘅心灵港湾，亦系你嘅精神家园。每周星期日晚九点至十二点，西雅图中文电台粤语频道。
Hello everyone， 大家好，欢迎继续收听《跟我学粤语》。这一期呢，我们继续说一下在 PNW 西雅图附近还有什么好玩的地方，用三种语言还有比较放松游玩的心情继续学习粤语和充实我们的夏季。 In this episode, we will continue to discuss about what are some places worth to explore near Pacific Northwest Seattle. Being immersed in three different languages,With our cozy and relaxed mind, we continue to learn Cantonese and adding colors to our summertime. 那我们开始吧。 Let's get started. 今天我们来说一下我最近走的一个非常美、超靓的 hiking trail, Rattlesnake Ledge. Rattlesnake Ledge.位于华盛顿州 Snohomie 地区，靠近 North Bend， 全长大约四英里一个来回，向下加起来大概有1160英尺的爬升。它是西雅图附近最受欢迎的入门级徒步路径之一。你会一路穿过树林和竹林。到顶之后，你会看到 Rattlesnake Lake 和远方的群山，十分的壮观。比较爱冒险的人呢，也会站在边上拍照，是一个非常值得去的一个景点。Rattlesnake Ledge located in Snohomie area near North Bend, going both way is around 4 miles long.And 1,160 feet of incline. It is one of Seattle's most welcoming and beginner-friendly hiking trail. When you arrive at the top, after going through woods and bamboo land, you will see the famous Rattlesnake Lake and Anna's Greenery and hilltops.Some people who are very adventurous and brave will stand on the edge of the ledge to take some stunning pictures. Now let's get into some useful Cantonese words that you can use to describe what you see during the hiking trail.那我们现在来学习一下一些在登山时能用到的实用粤语。今天我们会学习八个实用语 ,8 useful words and wording。当我们从 I-90 南32号出口下高速的时候 ,when we are exiting I-90 south at exit 32, you will notice that we are submerged in forest.你会发现我们已经被树林包围。So how do we say forest in Cantonese? 那我们怎么用粤语来说树林这个字呢？你可以说 You can use 森林 森林 to describe 来描述。When you start walking up the trail, 当你开始沿着路径往上走 ,you will notice it start to get steeper and steeper. 你会发现山路越来越陡。So how to say steeper and steeper? 怎么去说越来越陡呢 ?You can use, 你可以说越来越斜越来越斜。在这一组词里面呢 ,in this group of words,越来越 is to describe something is increasing, 在说明程度在增加。So to describe it getting steeper and steeper, 可以去说明山路越来越陡，可以用山路越来越斜 to describe 来形容。In Cantonese word, there is a pretty interesting word to describe that we are midway. 在粤语里面呢，有一个比较有趣的字去形容我们走到了一半。It is, 它是半山腰，半山腰，半 middle, 一半，山腰，山腰，顾名思义就是解山的腰部，山的一半，山腰， the waist of the hill, referring middle of the hill, or midway of the trail.Let's actually learn one more really interesting word. 在这里我们其实可以再学一个更有趣的字。When people ask where you're at and you're at the beginning of the trail, 当人家问你你在哪儿而你刚好在登山路径的开始，你可以用这个字。You can use this word to describe. 山脚，山脚， the leg or the feet of the hill.有时候粤语就是可以这么的直接，大家也不用惊讶。Sometimes Cantonese can just be so direct that you don't need to be afraid or worry about. So we have 山腰 to describe when we're in midway, and 山脚 when we're talking about at the beginning of the trail. 我们有山腰这个词用来形容我们在山路的中间，还有山脚去形容在路径的刚开始的。When I was talking about 山脚，再说山脚，本来想放一个咦的特效。I was gonna put the sound effect of ill at there.
2,000 years later.
我们来到山的顶部。We finally arrived at the top of the mountain.我们可以用 we can use 山顶，山顶 to describe 来形容。到了山顶，当然要找人拍照啊。When we arrive the hill, for sure we need someone to help taking picture. 那拍照怎么说呢？ How to use Cantonese to describe take picture? You can use 影相，影相。来到了第八个也是最后一个词，登顶了，拍完照才发现我们出了很多汗。 After excitement passed that we arrived at top and take a lot of pictures, we just noticed that we sweat a lot. In Cantonese we can say, 在粤语你可以说出晒汗，出晒汗。 In Cantonese 在粤语呢，出晒这个词呢have the meaning of release all, 出了所有，那这还不代表很多汗吗？ Since we already say all, that means we have already sweat a lot. 现在来到了用词组句子， Now it's time to use word to build sentences. 今天我们会学习一下组六个简单实用的句子。 Today we will learn 6 easy and useful sentences.The first sentence we'll learn about is from hill bottom to the top, need 1.5 hours. 第一句我们要学的是从山底走到山顶要一个半小时。You can say like, 你可以这么说，由山脚行上山顶要个半钟，由山脚行上山顶要个半钟。在粤语里面呢，个有一个的意思，加起半呢，半呢，就等于一个半小时。The word go have the meaning of one whole, can describe as 1 hour, and adding 半 behind it can means that 1.5, which means 1.5 hour, 一个半，个半钟。第二句， the second sentences.山顶拍照好美。The picture view from the top is so beautiful. 由山脚行上山顶要个半钟。由山脚行上山顶要个半钟。第三句， the third sentence. It is getting steeper and steeper midway. 在山中间的路越来越陡。In Cantonese, 在粤语可以这么说。由山脚行上山顶要个半钟，由山脚行上山顶要个半钟。第四句， the fourth sentences, we sweated a lot when we arrived at the top. 当我们走到山顶的时候，我们出了很多汗。In Cantonese, you can say, 由山脚行上山顶要个半钟。由山脚行上山顶要个半钟。第五句 ,the fifth sentences. Route is getting narrower at the top. 在山顶的路越来越窄。In Cantonese can say, 在山顶的路越来越窄。在山顶的路越来越窄。第六句 ,the sixth sentences. Your picture taking skill is better and better. 你拍照的技术越来越厉害。In Cantonese, you can say, 在于你可以说你的影响技术越来越劲。你的影响技术越来越劲。你被骗了吧 ?I guess you just got fooled. 今天我们没有故事，但是由小编创作的一个小诗歌可以跟你们分享。Today we don't have story time, but we have a small poem that I can share. 游走 Rattlesnake Ledge 的一个周末，虽然没有了信号，在线歌单也用不了，不过怀抱大自然，让人忘了时间的束约。从早上实力上山到下山已经是黄昏，有时候生活就是那么宁静而真实。 A weekend of exploring the Rattlesnake Ledge. Despite there are no signal and the streaming playlist can be heard, but the feeling of being hugged by the natureHave made me forgotten about time. From I was determined to climb to the top in the morning, to get back to the beginning of the trailhead, it was already dusk. I guess sometime life can just be that simple, quiet, and real.谢谢你们听我的小诗，也希望没有让你们笑死。
Thank you for listening to my small poem, and hopefully did not make you guys laugh out loud.
Not like that, 不是这样。你们走过 Rattlesnake Ledge 吗？还是你们有喜欢的登山路径呢？记得在留言分享一下你们的经历，还有推荐一下小编有什么路径你们是值得走的。
Have you hiked Rattlesnake Ledge before? Or you have your own favorite trail that you want to share? Remember to comment.
谢谢收听，我们下次再会。
Thanks for listening and hope to see you next time.
Bye!
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501206-621-7501。
巴克利律师事务所专业受理人身伤害索赔，多年来专门办理车祸等意外受伤的案子，索赔成功过后收费，不成功则不收费。联系电话206-920-6721206-920-6721。